Senate Bill 151, an act to regulate deferred presentment service transactions.
Senate Bill 151, having had its second reading, set for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, thank you for reconsidering this bill. After we lost by such a small amount, I went and visited both with people on the other side of the aisle and people on our side of the aisle and asked how this bill could be made better. So with that, I have an amendment at the desk.
This would be, read the number to me, because I have
151JS.
JS.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a second? Discussion on the motion. Representative Davis.
Okay. What this amendment would do simply is all of the things we took out of the money lending code to write the other bill is still in the money lending code. I talked to the Secretary of Commerce, and he said just by adding this to the money lending code, it would do what we are asking, to have two regulations on the presentment service transactions. And that would be limit them to four rollovers and have a limit of $500 on what you could write. This is basically the same bill that we wrote in the beginning. And this is where we wanted it in the beginning, and with a lot of unhealthy advice moved it out, and now with the help of legislators, people in the business, and with the Secretary of Commerce, I have written this amendment and to put it back in. Please vote. We've come to consensus on that bill, this bill from both sides of the aisle, so I would ask you to please vote for this amendment and then go on to pass Senate Bill 151. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Representative Solem.
Mr. Speaker, Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I commend my colleague from Sioux Falls for presenting this amendment for you to vote on. Again, what we started out with was an eight-page bill. Now we're down again to five sentences. All this does is puts a limit on the payday lending to four rollovers, turnovers, or whatever you call it. So I urge you to vote for this amendment and resist any other substitute motions.
Further remarks, Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, you know, I know that Representative Davis has worked hard on getting something through, and I feel that she's taking the short route that is not the right way to go, simply to get this bill passed with a majority in this House. If you look at her amendment 151JS, section 1, which is a new section, refers to deferred presentment service transactions, which is not defined in the code. You go to section 2, and section 2 says that a licensee may not disburse more than $500 to a maker of a check in a deferred presentment service transaction. But actually, 54-4 applies to a number of different loans and not just payday loan companies. So other loans that are made would have a cap of $500. And I mean by loans, installment loans. Therefore, I have a substitute motion.
Would you read the number?
151JU.
Is there a second? Comments on the substitute motion to amend. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House, if you would refer to the House Commerce Committee engrossed Senate Bill 151 in today's House Daily Reader, and just follow along with this amendment. This amendment, number one, will amend Representative Olson's amendment, and it puts the money, the licensing fee, back to the banking department and not into the general fund. The next item on the amendment, if you would go to page 2, line 15 of the House Commerce Committee engrossed bill, this is an amendment that I was going to offer yesterday, but I didn't get it done. And is what this amendment will do is it will put any other payday lender that is currently operating in another state owned by a separate business entity, or if they're operating under a charter of any financial institution, it will put them under this particular section of law so that they cannot do anything differently in South Dakota if they come here to operate than what a payday lender that organizes in the state of South Dakota can do. On page 6, line 12, we would delete $500 and insert $750. On page 6, deletes 15 to 20 inclusive, and this removes that particular section which is in conflict with another. Page 8, line 10, deals with the amount again, increasing $500 to $750. Page 8, delete line 11, which removes one of the misdemeanors. And then on page 8, line 19, we would insert a new section, which is 32. And this gives the authority for these payday lenders to do business. And this is part of the old South Dakota codified law 54444 that didn't get moved over when the first 20 sections were moved in the original bill.
Sutton yields.
Thank you. That completes my explanation of the amendment. Thank you for giving me that extra time. And I'll stand by for any questions. And before I sit down, I want to make it clear that I met with Representative Davis before I went to caucus. I met with Representative Brown. I met with Joni Clark Cutler. I've met with Rex Haig. I've talked to the bankers. And the bankers are not taking a position. They're neutral on this, but they did help with part of this amendment. We seem to have an agreement. I think this bill does what Representative Davis and others want it to do, and I encourage you to vote for this amendment, and we can go out to eat. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Broderick substitute motion to amend. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While I rise in support of the Broderick motion to amend, and I think Representative Broderick has done a yeoman's job of trying to make sense out of a lot of confusion and has worked with a number of different parties on this to straighten out some of the flaws in this bill, and I urge you to support the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Solem speaks again? Seeing none. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I ask the Honorable Legislator from Canton a question or two?
State your question.
Okay. Representative Broderick, under this section, are banks exempt from this amendment?
Representative Broderick, do you intend to answer that question?
Yes. I wish you would ask me something more direct than that. What? I don't quite understand the question. Banks are regulated under a different section of law, and this particular section would only refer to payday lenders. So if you have something else in mind, I don't know.
Representative Solem, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, as I understand it, banks and bank holding companies and S&Ls and credit unions are not covered in this particular section, so they come under a different one, and I urge you to resist Representative Broderick's substitute motion, and then go ahead and pass Representative Davis's.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Broderick speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Broderick.
I just wanted to get back to Representative, the fine representative from Watertown's question. Banks are exempt from this particular section of law. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, those in favor, roll call has been requested on the Broderick motion to amend. Is the person who said that supported? They are supported. Those in favor of the Broderick motion to amend will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and members proceed to vote on the Broderick motion to amend.
Representative Thomas, Hennies, Richter, Pitts, and Van Gerpen.
I wouldn't have remembered right.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 26, nays 43, excused 1.
Broderick motion fails. Further remarks? Representative Broderick.
Under the circumstances, I would encourage you to defeat Senate Bill 151. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 151.
Speaker,
Representative Davis.
I would just like to remind you that this was a joint effort between both sides with the people who are in the business and also with the Secretary of Commerce. I would encourage you to help me pass Senate Bill 151. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on the Davis motion to amend. Representative McCauley.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, I have a question for Representative Davis.
State your question.
Representative Davis, is it fair to say that your amendment in this bill is needed because consumers are losing money at these establishments?
Representative Davis, do you intend to answer that question?
Correct. They are charging 437% interest and rolling them over 12 times, which is causing people to pay. The person I worked with, $1,779 in interest and not recovering the $400 check.
All right. Thank you, Representative Davis. Mr. Speaker, I have another question for Representative Davis.
State your question.
As I read your amendment, Section 1 would limit the number of times it can be rolled over, limit the in that situation. Do we presently limit the number of video lottery games that we allow a consumer to play in a video lottery establishment?
State your point.
I question the relevance of video lottery games to the issue.
I think that I would allow the question.
I'll answer. We're allowed 10 games with 10 machines with 10 games on them. Yes, sir. And the state sets the payout money.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative McCauley, the floor is yours.
Is that a state law or is that an establishment law?
That is a state law.
All right. Mr. Speaker, one final question.
State your question.
Do we presently limit how much a person can play or spend on video lottery in one day in a video lottery machine?
Absolutely not.
Representative Davis, you can answer the question.
Absolutely not, but we don't charge 437% interest on a bad check.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm just curious as to why we're singling out this industry. And I'll agree with Representative Davis that there are many cases, some very bad deals here. But I think if we look around and we look at the video lottery industry in particular, people are losing a lot of money every day in the video lottery machines. And I, as I stand before you here today, I don't have any evidence to prove this, but I would suggest to you that many of these people may be cashing checks so they can take advantage of the state's video lottery. And so I would suggest maybe that we start to look at some point at the cause of the problem, which may not be these payday lending locations, but may be the video lottery, which I would suggest is a cancer in our society.
Mr. Speaker, I call the question.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis. Representative McCauley has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. as I was saying, I suggest that at some point in time, this body start looking at the cause of some of these problems and rather just the symptoms. And I suggest that we take a full look at how we're doing business in South Dakota and how we're funding parts of our state government, and looking at all the industries which take advantage of people that can least afford it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Valandra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I guess I'd just kind of like to share some of my observations with you. I didn't go to Rapid City for quite a few years, and about 3 years ago I went to Rapid, and I was surprised and amazed at the pawn shops that had sprung up on East North Street. And the old Indian Safeway store, we used to call it, that was a pawn shop, and the Champion Auto. But anyway, make a long story short, I kind of went around, I did a little bit of polling, and I went into each of these establishments, and of course, you know, I look like a construction worker or meat packer or biker or whatever, you know, and I think the guys were pretty level with me. But I asked, I said, what the heck is going on here in Rapid City? I said, is it drugs? I said, is it video lottery? I said, is it alcohol? And every single proprietor told me that there's just as much video lottery going on in Sioux Falls as there is Rapid City. There's just as much drugs going on in Sioux Falls as there is Rapid City. There's just as much alcohol going on in Sioux Falls as there is Rapid City. The difference is Sioux Falls has a good economy, and they've only got four or five pawn shops sprung up compared to 15 or 20 in Rapid City there. He said, Rapid City, it's low wages. He said, you get a couple that are both working jobs, the transmission goes out on the car, right away they bring in the TV and the microwave, and they start getting those pawn tickets and these payday loans and stuff. So I guess I would just say, if you're looking for the crux of these problems, I think we ought to look at the low wages in West River. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I would ask you to think long and deep about what you're doing here. This bill, even though it's brought forth with the best of intentions, I just can't believe that we would come up with a bill like this to regulate an industry when we have maybe one or maybe two people that are causing these problems. This entire industry is not causing these problems. I think we could carry on, as Representative McCauley said. I'd like to give you an example. I know of automobile dealers that are selling secondhand automobiles at 30 and 40% interest, stretched over 2 or 3 years. The interest ends up being 2 or 3 times what the car is. And by the time you figure in the depreciation of the car, when they get done and the car's junk, they still owe twice what they paid for the car. That's an everyday common occurrence in the automobile world. This is no different. I'm not going to defend the people we have a problem with, and I'm not saying we don't have a problem that we need to fix. I'm just saying that this bill is not the bill to do it with. When we go through a situation like this, where we have amendment after amendment after amendment, and the industry can't agree, that should be involved in this, because this will affect them over the long haul. I think we just need to put this bill to rest and start next year with a fresh idea, a fresh new start. Get the industry involved, bring in the people that are not only in the industry but own these places. Bring them all together and come up with a bill that will work for all of us. So I would ask you please to defeat Senate Bill 151.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Bill Peterson.
Mr. Speaker, I call the question.
Is there a second? All those in favor of calling the question on the Davis motion to amend will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The question for the House then is the Davis motion to amend 151JS. Roll call has been requested. Is she supported? She is supported. Those in favor of the Davis motion to amend will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will let the voting machine members proceed to vote. We are voting on the Davis motion to amend.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will split the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 48, nays 21, excused 1.
Davis motion to amend carries. Further remarks on the bill as amended. Representative Siebert.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you to vote against this bill, period. You know, we've had, I'm surprised at all the joint efforts we have. Everybody's got a joint effort in all their amendments, and I'm not sure what a joint is. With all these efforts that we've made, we should have been able to come up with a bill. I guess my recommendation is this time to kill the bill and work on something with the people that are involved in the industry for a bill for next year. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing Representative Bogalka.
Look what we have right now. All we have is a very simple, thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very simple bill here. If you read the first line, it says delete everything after the enacting clause. We take an 8-page bill and two very simple sections to protect gullible people who are preyed upon occasionally by a few businesses. And if we can't do that much to help regulate this industry, to put a little protection there for a few people that are really preyed upon, there's something wrong. So I urge you passage of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 151. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will let the voting machine members proceed to vote. This would be a majority vote with the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Please don't use your microphone. I can't tell where you are. Representative Van Etten?
Okay. Sorry. I would call your attention to the balcony to my right. Many of you know my wife, but today she also has brought my mother-in-law, who has never been to Pierre before, because she's a transplant from the state of Minnesota to the state of South Dakota in the last 5 years. She lives at West Hills Village in Rapid City. She came to see how I was doing today. She has a right to see how I'm doing because she's 93.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 40, nays 29, excused 1.
Senate Bill 151, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.